make anybody empathetic to the other side, I vow. They exist with them in style. Exterminate them right now. Make cat whims and them proud. The truth about to get loud. No juices out of my cup. I sober up and knock them all off. Don't let no white comedian talk about no black woman as law. I know probably gonna work for them. If whoever that's close to them, that coon that being groomed, slide on both of them. You ever eat Captain Crunch and proceeded to pour water in it, pulled over by the law. You ran dirty so you can argue with them to make it to be a star. Bear your soul and put your heart up in it. Well, I did. Whack the murals out, but it ain't no legends if my legend ends.
And now for a CJS. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Peace, family. Peace. It's your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams. That's right. That's my brother right there, man. And you tapping in with us, baby. One on the radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, SFU. We at the top of the hill. And we here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. playing you the hottest hip-hop music. You know, some of the stuff that you ain't really going to hear on the, you know, mainstream. You know what I mean? And we going to talk about things that you won't probably hear on the mainstream. And I think that's what makes this, you know, station so special, and especially this program. You know what I mean? We just if you tapping in, we started this off with a moment of silence for, you know, the mass school shooting that took place here in BC, Tumbler Ridge, man. And you know, to the 9 victims and the 25 wounded, you know, to the 25 wounded, we sending you positive thoughts. You know what I mean? That you make it through, you know, what's happened for you, and not just the physical injuries, but you know, the trauma that may come after it, right? And so we sending you peace and love, and most definitely peace and love to the families and the children. You know, peace be upon you. You know what I'm saying? So it's a bit of a you know, different energy today. You know what I'm saying? Because of this, right? And I'm sure the whole nation is feeling this, right?
Most definitely, you know, and, it goes so much deeper, right? I'm not trying to one-up anybody, but it goes so much deeper than just the 25 wounded and 9 people who passed away, like all the lives that have to continue with this. And, you could say probably the whole town, you know, and
for sure,
all the relatives scattered throughout Canada or
in the world. Yeah, for sure.
You know, and like I said, you know, heart goes out, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're flying the flag at half mast for a week. And it's good to see that for civilians, you know, for citizens of your country.
Yeah, man. I mean, especially, like, you know, the world is seeing Canada, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got the Olympics going on, all these different things. You know, we got FIFA coming here this year. You know, Canada standing up to Trump there, you know? And
then, yeah, so mentioning that, so I guess a judge had ruled, remember how he slapped terrorists on Canada?
Yeah.
Because of fentanyl, and we're not taking care of this and that, even though, you know, the statistics say that it's, like, very low, like 1.something%, I believe, or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the judge ruled that was illegal, and that's not right. I don't know what will come from it if anybody down there does listen to any rule of law. You know? So I don't know. Do all those companies get reimbursed for all that money they've lost throughout all this time here?
Oh, you talking about the convoy?
No, I'm talking about the tariffs.
Oh, you're talking about the tariffs. Oh, okay, okay, okay. Pardon self.
Yeah, pardon self. The tariffs that yeah. you know he imposed and stuff, and the reasons that he gave. I guess the judge said that's not proper, right?
And so was it a judge on that side of the line or over here?
No, it's an American judge.
Okay, so in the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah, in their court system.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all right. Look like whoever that judge was, peace to you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Let's hope it actually does something, because it doesn't seem like anyone's listening to when anyone else speaks except for one person in the room, you know? Right, so.
The orange guy?
I don't know who it is. I don't know who it is. I don't know. But I think we got a good idea, you know?
It's the guy in the orange over there. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name, but he's
sometimes he wears a red tie, sometimes he
wears a blue tie.
You know, like, I don't
what
know.
Are you? Are you Republican or Democrat? What are you doing over here? You got us confused.
You know, man. But,
it's very interesting, Mr. Guilty Black. Like, you know, with all of this stuff, especially happening in America, right? You know, Nancy Guthrie, right? You know, this 84-year-old woman being kidnapped from her home. You know, and you know, I never met the woman. I don't know what she has done or hasn't done, right? What her family may have done or not done, right? If there's any kind of like, you know, this person, this 84-year-old woman gets kidnapped. You know, and the media says that she's a church goer. She leads like, you know, she's a very high, you know, leader in her church. She's an author. Her husband is, you know, he runs a school for, you know, music for children. It makes you think, you know what I mean? And then especially watching the surveillance video of this guy, right? Is it only one person? We don't know. You know, I mean, it's like, it's literally ski mask season right now. You got ice, you know what I'm saying? Like,
inflation is at an all-time high, right? You know, and the street got needs, man. The street got needs, bro. And people got needs. The world got needs. And sometimes people are going to do what they never thought they could do or would do, right? And I'm not referring to this situation here. I'm just talking about in general,
mm-hmm.
right? But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what's behind this. It does seem very odd, very strange. They said she's on some type of medication that, you know, she needs to have it. I believe it's daily or something. And how many days have gone by? And
yeah, like 12 days?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, like hopefully he, you know, she at least told him, you know, she needs her medication. And
yeah, she had a heart pacer. Then they disconnected the heart pacer. That's how they knew she was gone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know?
I did hear something about that. Yeah.
$6 million ransom note.
Mm-hmm.
Blood everywhere. Like, you know what I mean?
But I heard he sent the ransom note to the media.
Mm.
That just seems very bizarre to me, you know?
Mm.
Why are you going to send it
to the media? Yeah.
Usually you want to keep these things discreet, or that's what the movies have always told us, right?
No, I mean, that's very interesting, because I heard something, that's why I had seen that they said there was a $6 million note at the place, but if you're saying it's on the media too, then it just kind of shows you, like, the inconsistency of, like, you know, what's going on.
When you get the news, right?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's like, you know, you're told this, or you listen to one station, and then you hear something else, and then it changes another half an hour down the road.
For
and,
sure.
You know, in your mind, you have this in mind, right?
For sure.
You know, I mean, just like when they reported yesterday on the Tumblr Ridge, you know, they said 10 deceased, right? And, you know, you come to find out, you know, it's 9, right? And I'm not trying to criticize anybody or anything, but I'm just saying, like, you know, like, how do you get, you know, statistics like that wrong, right? You know, I mean, unless, you know, you're still finding people and stuff like that, right? You know,
Investigations
going on, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, by then they said there was no harm to the public, and they shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they gave a number, and then, you know, today comes up as a different number, you know? And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, you know? I don't know anymore, man.
Yeah, man. It's like, you know, yes, really, what can you trust, right? What can you trust, and who can you trust? Yeah, I was thinking about...
You know, are we going to need metal detectors in our schools now? You know? Is that such a bad thing? Right? I mean, I'm for freedom and everybody having their rights and stuff, but I don't know. Where are we coming to with this?
Metal detectors, eh?
Metal detectors, I don't know. Do we need police at the, you know what I mean, at the front door? Right? Like,
do they have metal detectors in back east?
I'm not quite sure. I believe so. Probably in some schools, I'd imagine. You know?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, when I say that, it's guilty. They come on. I mean, I don't know. You know, when you grow up, you start looking at things differently, right? And, you know, if the kids can police themselves, well, that's fine. But it's obvious that they can't.
Right? Well, I mean... We shouldn't say that because this is one incident, right?
This is one incident. They just had a basketball game, Killarney versus...
Yeah, somebody got stabbed, but you, like...
I mean, it's been happening.
Come on, man. It's like, you know
happening.
What I mean?
It's been happening, but I'm just saying, you know, still. I mean...
Shoot, when I went to school, I went to basketball games and I mean, like, you know, things happen, man. Like, I mean... We would really have to look at the data and the analytics okay, has there been a creasing number of, you know, violence happening in schools in the last whatever how many years we want to go back to, right?
I do think, like, you know, remember the girl on the island, Rena Burke, you know. I mean, from Rena Burke, I mean, there's been many situations like that, right? Well, these kids, you know, they beat her up and stuff like that, right? And they end up killing her, right? I think she hit her head on a rock or whatever, right?
Mm.
Okay, and that was some bully stuff, right? I forget how many.
Yeah.
It's at least 15 plus years ago.
Okay, right? Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, I've heard about many other situations like that, you know? I've heard a lot of situations about schools, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kids don't want to go to school. I don't know what are the kids going through in the school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You need some programs, right, where, you know, kids can actually come forth and be like, yo, man, I'm feeling this. I got anxiety. Well, why you got anxiety? Okay, what's the situation, right? What causes that, you know? How can we fix that? As a community,
yeah.
For the rest of our children, you know, if you're transgender and, you know, you have hormone issues and stuff like that, how can we help that person then, right? Okay, I'm not going to sit here and be like, these are my beliefs and this. It's all about the community, because it doesn't matter who's in your community. Your community is affected. Today we're affected, right? So... maybe that person could have got help, right? I don't know what the situation is. I'm not speculating, but I'm saying anybody in any situation, maybe black, brown, yellow, red, if you want to use it in them terms, right? Right? But like many different nationalities, if the kid can come forth, a kid who just comes off the plane, right? And he comes here and it's like, you know, how's he going to relate? Right? You came from another country, right? And sometimes, you know, the cultures are so different that, you know, how do we implement these children and people into our society instead of them making packs and sticking together and then start rivaling the kids from this country? You know what I mean? Instead of coming together and learning culture and, hey, I'll teach you this about my culture. Okay, I'll teach you this about my culture, and we grow together. You know, but I see, you know, people stick to themselves a lot more than I see when we were younger, you know. And
yeah.
And then, you know, you get into this kind of gang mentality almost, like, naturally, right?
Yeah.
Not supposedly, right? And then you get, like, you know, it's one country. We all bear the same last name, but the people from back home in the old land, they come here and they probably look at Canadian kids as being soft, right? Because their parents have had a good run with them for the last few years. You know, they didn't grow up in the poverty that their parents had to come here with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have a better experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these kids are, you know, they're fighting for their life, right? Their life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they come here, and now you have extortions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is my money. It was like the government. I'm sure it's not just all the government. I'm sure there's some people who like to do this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right?
They like to do this. And in other countries, you know, well, we know, right? Part of life, right? You gotta kick up, you know? Mm. You gotta kick up. If you got a business or something, or you're doing well, or, you know, you're showing off. So now, let's say you're a business owner, you're making $20 million a year. Forget the Bentley. How you gonna roll the Bentley? How you gonna have 1 million lights on your house, right? Like, do you wanna attract attention? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Where are we going with this, right? Where are we going with this? And it doesn't seem like it's stopping it anytime soon. Man. You know? It seems to only be getting worse. The more resources they're putting into it, the worse it's getting, right?
Mm.
You know? Well, hopefully we can make a dent, right? Because that's not fair, you know what I mean? Let's say, you know, you're with your child again, or you're with your mother, or you're with your father, or you're with your siblings, or you're with just your friends. And you're going to the mall, or you're walking down the street, and these people have no regard, and they just start letting off, right?
You know,
you get caught in the fire, or, you know, even somebody in the house, they're letting off. How do you know, your child could be walking around the house? Like, we do, because we're in our house, right?
Mm-hmm.
We expect to be somewhat safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I heard one of the incidences where one of the people who were getting shot at, they ended up shooting back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So, this is recently?
Yeah, this was last week, I believe, right?
Mm.
So they ended up shooting back. So, I mean,
you
see where this is going, right?
Yeah, man. You know, some people just want to see the world burn, bro. And that's just it, right? And, you know, I mean, I don't think that it's really anything that, I don't want to say that nothing can be done, but it's like, unless you know who's doing these things, right? And you have the money and the arms to take them out. You know what I'm saying?
Which I just don't think that is realistic, right?
You know what I'm saying, bro?
I don't, like, just from the way they explain what is happening and what is going on.
Come on, man. Like, and this is the thing, G. It's like, okay, right? You think about those. It's just like, you know, I see why people would say government, because there's many situations that have happened in society where something occurs, problem, people go into panic, then the solution gets offered to speed up another agenda. So what agenda could this be with the extortions? I don't know. But we do know they're bringing in higher technologies within the police force, right? Drones, the pinning, all of that stuff. The pinging, I'm saying, right? And probably other things that we don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was the purpose of the decriminalization of drugs? I mean, they're saying it was a failure. Was it for another agenda? You know what I mean?
A failure in what sense?
They said that it didn't slow down crime. It didn't the whole concept of
safe injection.
Safe injection sites are one thing, but yeah, it kind of falls under that umbrella. It's a specific harm reduction. That's the word I'm looking for. Harm reduction, right? So it's like harm reduction is like, we can't help these people, so we're just going to figure out how we can just monitor it, right? And so that's where, yeah, you have safe injection sites, and you know, that's good for people. I'm sure there's a lot of people who have whose lives have been quote unquote saved. However, you know, I know what it's like, and I know people that know what it's like when you're in that consistent, you know, cycle. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, really, you know, for somebody who may be addicted to drugs or alcohol, prescription pills, right? It's a form of suicide, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, regardless of, you know, what somebody's been through, especially dealing with, you know, the fent, like, you know, people are dropping, right?
That's like, I mean, it's just like, you know, I see people making jokes about the nod and this and that, but it's crazy. Like I said, one day, you know, I'm walking into Tim Hortons. This guy's laid out in the middle of the parking stall. It is raining.
Mm-hmm.
It is raining, like pouring down rain, and he's out and he's not moving, you know, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, wow. You know, I'm looking around, I'm seeing people walk by him, look at him on the ground, you know, and
that's the culture that people are living in, desensitized, you know what I'm saying?
Very much so. Anyway, so yeah. Whatever, I went in, you know, I come back out, he's still on the ground, he's not moving, his mouth's open, rain's falling in his face, he's laying on his back, so he's just getting drenched. And there's another South Asian young girl, you know, I mean, she's, let's say, between 18 and 22 or something like that. You know, she had a heart. She had compassion, you know. Her and I were sitting there. I'm back in my car. We're looking at each other. And she looks at me and she goes, "You think he's okay?" I go, "I don't know." Right? Because I thought, you know, you never know. He could be, if he's dead there and people just walking by. Anyway, long story short. You know, I went and she's like, "Okay," I called the paramedics, they're on their way. I was like, "Okay, great," right? She's like, "Can you go see if he's breathing?" I said, "Yeah, no problem." I go and I said, "Hey, buddy, you okay?" And I seen him move, so I knew he was conscious, right? And I said, "Okay." I said, "Hey, you know, get out of the rain, go under the shelter at least," right? And the funny thing is he popped up like nothing happened, man. You know? And I was like, wow. You know, right? And regardless, though, I'm happy that I you know, caught him out of the rain, and I'm happy that he's alive, to be honest with you, right? Because God knows what somebody goes through in this world, right? You know, and I'm just very humble. You know, I got a lot of gratitude, right? I mean, we do make our own mistakes and stuff like that, but we can always be redeemed, my brother. We can always be redeemed.
100%, man. Except pedophiles, but yeah.
Prince Andrew, yeah, he's on the run.
We gonna come back to that one. We got some more hot joints to run, y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause yo, man, this is a good one, man. We gonna have some real good discussions today, man. Right. Like, you know, and yeah, man. You know, like, yeah, man. You don't know what people are going through, and I think for people who don't understand, especially with drug addiction. Like, you have to be able to look at the facts and look at the things that have taken place in that person's life to bring them to that point where, you know, ultimately they are making a choice. And I know some people won't agree with that, but it is a choice. And, you know, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much it doesn't seem like it is. It's a choice, man, you know, and, you know, it's like, but you know, there's many parts that play in the process of these things, right? And you know, a lot of people who go through drug addiction are definitely dealing with childhood trauma, right? And these things they need to be straightened out. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm always up for the right counseling. You know what I'm saying? Like. You get the right counseling, the right counselor. You know, a lot of, you know, the mental health, especially in the Black community in Canada, is crazy because, you know, there's a stigma amongst original people when it comes to getting help, right? And because, you know, they're dealing with, you know, it's nothing against any other ethnicity who's, you know, a counselor, right? But it's hard for people to relate when they feel like they have, like, when they haven't worked out their issues with, like, maybe say their own inner hate to another ethnicity, right? So then how are you gonna be vulnerable and open yourself up to, you know, another person of another ethnicity when you have that, you know, that ideology or that, you know, perception of them, right? And so for a lot of Black people in Canada, like, the mental health is crazy, you know? And there's just so many people, I mean, there's just, yeah, man, there's, you know, there's a lot of atrocities taking place in many different systems, you know, in society, right? For all types of people.
And that's what I wanted to say. This is not a color thing, brother. I'm just saying this is a society thing here. It's a community thing here. You know, to me, that's the way I look at it, right? You know.
Not all skin folk is kin folk, bro. Not all communities community, right? Because not everybody's out there for common unity. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know that.
Straight up, bro. I know that. And I don't say, when I said that, it's not like, you know what I mean? That's why I'm very choosy with what I'm saying, right? Because I specifically said that, right? Like, it's like, you know, for anybody who's dealing with an issue towards another ethnicity, right? How are you going to get counseling from that person? You're not, because you're blocked. You're going to be unable to actually open up, right? So it's like, it's very important that not only does somebody come to a place where it's not about that for them, but it's about finding the right fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, some dudes, they can't open up to other dudes, so they open up better to females, and vice versa. You know, and then you have, you know, male with male and female with female, right? And it's very important that you find the person who you can be vulnerable with, trust, right? Because that's really what it is. We're talking about vulnerability. We're talking about trust, which at some point as a child, that was stripped away from that person. So it's like we're dealing with deep-seated subconscious trauma. Right, we're dealing with energy that is a part of your cellular memory. You know what I'm saying? And it goes very deep, right? So that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's all about finding the right person.
Okay, and like you're saying, sometimes you're saying with what, ethnicity? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're saying that, like sometimes what that person can't counsel the other person because of that difference? Is that what you said?
I didn't say that. I said the person who is trying to get counseled can't be counseled from another ethnicity because they have issues towards that ethnicity.
Oh, because of their inner hate or whatever.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do know. I know. I'm speaking from wisdom, experience.
I could say some things, right? Some of the most racist people, you know, behind closed doors, right? You know what I mean, right? I could say a bunch of things, right? You know, they can act one way in public, right? But behind closed doors, they may be a different way, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They may be able to see things, right? You know, because they don't have the rest of the, you know, their so-called community or whatever behind them and putting that pressure on them, right? You know? I don't know. I mean, what we know, right? What we ever know. Right? I've seen this people who have changed their attitudes throughout life, right? They've been raised a certain way and they thought that's the way they had to be,
mm-hmm.
right? And come to realize, like, wow, man, you know? This ethnicity, oh, my mouth, it's dry. But, you know, and other people, and other cultures, sometimes they come to appreciate it, right? And see that it's not what TV showed them, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people only see Black people on television and they expect that's what you should be like. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I find that absolutely disgusting and insulting, right? You know, but can you blame them? That's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they know, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, we do more than just dance and sing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot more.